Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, friends, we've got much to cover. The rebellion has begun, and I'm not talking about the bad governors. I'm not talking about this guy you call in the People's White House. But for those that have been paying attention, you understand that this has been going on for a long time. I'm talking about a righteous rebellion amongst the people who are beginning to stand up. Matter of fact, just for the sake of time, I want to go ahead and share this video with you. I think you're going to enjoy it. Now, go ahead and check this out. This is in a local deli. Listen to what the people do in this particular case, especially if you're on a social media platform. Even now, check it out. So there's some people at the counter. And you can go ahead and turn that thing up, man. And it's just a bunch of ruckus right now, so it's not like you're missing anything. But what you'll notice is you got a bunch of people here that are basically coming about to the two people that are at the counter with the masks on.
There's been an injunction filed, so I would really highly suggest that you read that sign.
I'll let this play out.
No, and I'm here to talk to you too. Okay. No, but see, you can't prey on weak people, okay? And I'm not one of those people. So listen here. No, you listen to me. There's an unlawful order here.
Amen.
So then leave. You're trespassing. Leave before I phone the police.
Yeah, the guy comes in with a mask on, him and his wife, and they start to tell the business owner what the deal is about wearing masks. And he said, no, there's an injunction going on here. And the owner steps up, and he tells them to both get out of his place of business because it's an unlawful order, okay? Now listen to the people in the restaurant gather together to tell them both to get out of the store. See, now you have constituents coming in trying to enforce, because they've complied, they're trying to enforce the unconstitutional edicts from their said governors in their particular states. Friends, I'm here to tell you that people all over the country are beginning to say no more to this. We're sick and tired of it. If you're watching the video right now, the business owner looks at both of them and tells them to get out of his store. You want to come in here and you want to pretend with this tyrant in the governor's office, you know what, we'll have none of it. Get out of our place of business. See, this is the right way. This is upholding the law, friends. Okay? This is upholding the law. And I praise God for every one of these people that are actually doing what it takes to remain a free people. It reminds me of what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. It's eternal vigilance. Here, I want to show you this again if you're on social media platforms right now. Look at this. This is in the state of Minnesota. It's a picture of tyrant Governor Walz, Tim Walz. Executive Council approves 30-day extension of governor's emergency powers. Friends, did you know that this is the 13th time? The 13th time that this governor has been given a free hand to operate outside of his scope of authority. In other words, act as a tyrant, because a tyrant he is. And it's absolutely amazing to me that these people are continuously pushing forth the envelope to incite more domestic insurrection, especially with all the things that are going on here in the state of Minnesota. But friends, you have to understand something. This is what communists do. See, also keep in mind, just so you understand, because this tyrant, Tim Walz, knows, he has a big fence around the Capitol protecting him and all of the criminals inside of the building that are working against the people. I didn't say all of them. I said the criminals on the inside that are working against their constituents. He's got a big fence around the yard. I thought he was serving the people of the state of Minnesota. Reminds me of as to what's taking place there on the federal level. He's got the military. Joe Biden's got the military protecting him from the 80 million people that put him into office. Give me a break, folks. Action speaks louder than words. Pay attention as to what's right in front of your eyes. Put that up against Jeremiah 5:21 and 5:31 when you get a moment. The American people, they have eyes, but do they see? They have ears, but do they hear? Folks, look what's taking place here. These governors are pushing the envelope, and I want to tell you why in the United States of America. It's happening in Michigan as well. It's happening in California right now. The reason they're calling for another extension of unconstitutional emergency powers is because they don't have the people being driven in to take the vaccinations. They don't have the numbers that they need, just like I told you. Just like I told you, friends. And again, what did you hear during the conservative outlet, yesterday's liberals, their propaganda release? What did you hear right before the show started about all the people that are dying from COVID? All the people in these prospective countries all over the world that are dying from COVID. Are they sharing the information, friends, that I'm going to share with you today? Because I've done it probably two or three times now. Are they telling you of all the people that are dying from the vaccinations, which is 2-1 over their invisible enemy? Are they sharing that with you? Absolutely not. Folks, they're pushing the American people to see how far they can go with them. That's exactly what's going on. This is a test, and it's time for you to pass the test, America, because what they're doing is completely illegal. Again, they're doing it in Minnesota. They're talking about doing it in Michigan. Again, they're doing it in California. Folks, some of the things that are happening here are just unthinkable. And what's even more unthinkable, forgive me, is the fact that the American people sit down and take it. They sit down and they take this. It blows me away, to say the least. Folks, if you want to go over and check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, what you'll find, friends, is 10 to 15 articles over there, and you will find those 10 to 15 articles combating the lies that you're being told by the mainstream media today. If you look to the right side of the page, what are you going to see, friends? You're going to see the two outlets that you can go from the morning show to the afternoon show, Tim Brown show to Bradley Dean show in the afternoon, and you go ahead and you jump on those social media platforms. While you're over there, please subscribe. While you're over there, please subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump over to beforeitsnews.com, we're right up on the front page there. On beforeitsnews.com, up on the front page, you can go ahead and join us on those social media platforms as well. I'll get to more details as to where you can find our links and the such over on sonsoflibertyradio.com during the next hard break. I do have a friend coming up in just a couple minutes here who is going after Delta. We're talking about the rebellion has begun. That means the good people in this country are standing up all over the country, and they're saying enough is enough. Our friend Christine Megan will be up with us in just a moment, friends, and we're going to get to more of the details as to what's taking place here in the country, friends, because, again, people are beginning to wake up in the states, and they're beginning to say, you don't have the authority to do this, and we're not going to stand down. We're not going to stand down. That is the language that our forefathers taught us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the right side of the page and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Okay. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Wanted to let you know that if you're the first-time listener over here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay? We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. The list goes on. 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. Again, check out those scripture references and you'll understand who we are and what it is that we have been doing for 23 years of ministry, friends. Okay? I want to get over to our guest right away, Christine Megan, and I got a phone call just, well, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, from my friend Maya Hahn out in Michigan, who is a pharmaceutical whistleblower, and she said, you need to get this lady on the radio. Now, listen, I get these kind of requests all day long. All day long, friends. As you remember, for those that listen to the show, do remember that we get about 200 to 300 emails every single day. Okay, it's cumbersome to say the least. So you gotta chew the meat and you gotta spit out the bones as to who you pull up. And what I want on this show is I want doers of the word, not hearers only, who are deceiving themselves. I want people that are actually in the fight, giving the message. I believe that we can do this because I am tired of the gloom and doomers coming from the professed church who want to be raptured from responsibility, which, by the way, is unscriptural. I'm sick and tired of the conservatives of the day who act more like the liberals of the past than they do the conservatives. And we can see why Matthew 5:13 tells us that they're good for nothing, only to be trodden underfoot. And I am tired of those people that call themselves patriots when the word defines out to be those that uphold the law that are actually succumbing to lawlessness in this country. So let's get it right, and let's get people in the voice voice of the people that are actually out there in the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, and them that are winning the day. And I say them that are winning the day because regardless of what kind of report they come back with, they're going to turn around and they're going to go ahead and bite on again until they do win the day. One of those people happens to be Christine Megan. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Christine. I appreciate it. And I want you to go ahead and share with 142 cities in the United States of America right now and 53 countries abroad as to what's happening here in the United States and how your rights have been, in fact, which were given unto you by God, are being violated by Delta Airlines, who apparently thinks and acts that they're above the laws that you mean to enforce.
Yes, so it's Kristen Megan. I get Christine all the time, so no worries. Just to your listeners, no problem. I've actually been a health freedom activist for many years, well over a decade. I'm a military veteran. I'm actually considered totally and permanently disabled veteran, and I have reasons in which I cannot wear masks or respirators, and it's been like that for many years. I've previously flown on Delta under their program called Clearance to Fly, where you just go an hour early, you talk to an on-call doctor on the phone, explain your private medical issues in a very open atmosphere with no privacy, and then determine if you can fly with a mask or not or a possible accommodation. For example, for me, I can wear a mouth shield but not a mask. So I flown Delta before in December, and then a couple weeks ago on March 30th, a colleague and I were scheduled as experts, because I'm an exposure scientist, to go testify in North Dakota to help stop their mask mandates and put in a law that it can never happen again. And I was denied access to my flight. All of a sudden, I was told by this doctor that I needed to have Down syndrome, have no ears, or be on oxygen, and that my disability no longer qualified. Well, the laws disagree with them, and there's something called the Americans Disability Act. And when it comes to airlines, they have the ACAA, the Air Carriers Access Act. I was very respectful and compliant on my end. I even went above and beyond and got a negative COVID saliva test. So the fact that I was denied boarding, it was absolutely humiliating. And this was at the time that people were traveling for spring break. So I once again had to tell my personal story of why I cannot don a mask. It has to do with PTSD. And it's very personal. And it's absolutely humiliating. And this is causing me an immense harm. And this is why I've decided to take on Delta and their contract medical doctor, StatMD. Because this is not just about me. This is about the rights of everyone and the right to travel freely and not be viewed as a criminal if you have a disability.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it goes way beyond that. I mean, the new business model here, Ms. Megan, is just this, that they attack their customers at will because they say so and because they move on a pretended authority given unto them by the federal government, which was never delegated unto them by the people in the first place. And as I said, the new model is attack your customers, and they don't suspect that anybody's actually going to stand up and retaliate. Well, I can tell you right now, that's not what we're made out of in this country, and there's still a few people in this country that have the heart of our forefathers that understand rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. And apparently, Miss Megan, you just happen to be one of those people.
That's exactly right. I feel like I was put on this earth with the sole purpose to use my credentials and my selflessness to help others, because that's where I get my joy. That's where I get my purpose. I do a lot of what I do for free. And that's why it's very ironic that I'm at a point now where I'm, you know, needing help from others, because I need to get my story out. And that's why I appreciate you having me on your show, because again, this, what I'm doing is going to help set case precedent, because everyone keeps saying somebody needs to do something. Well, you can't do anything until you're an injured party. And I would not choose to be an injured party, but I am an injured party.
Yeah, that's how ministries are born. I don't know why it takes that. I mean, for me, anything that offends the sacrifice that's been given unto us to give us the freedoms that we have, Miss Megan, that's enough for me to stand up and actually retaliate. And that's called gratitude, and that's exactly why we do what we do. We're thankful to those that have actually laid their lives down to give us the freedoms that we have, and we live accordingly. Those that don't, they don't understand. They have no sense of gratitude. And me being a preacher, it first starts with Jesus Christ, John 3:16. And the bottom line is every time I go to Arlington Cemetery every year, it shows me the very reason that I'm here on this earth, and it's to live for what they died for, which is found in 2 Corinthians 5:15. Now, let's just bring it right to this, Miss Megan. I want to bring it right home. You've got a couple attorneys that believe that they can actually bring about the resolve. Can you go ahead and shed some light on that, please?
Yes, I have secured some high-power attorneys that are very well-known and have represented a lot of very controversial figures. And I actually am signing my retainer agreement tomorrow, so that's Amen. When we're really going to be pushing forward.
You believe without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to win the day concerning
yes.
what's going on with Delta. Can you share a little with that? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to point people over to your website.
Yes. I know that I am correct in going and pursuing litigation because I have been dealing with accommodations in my profession for other people. And regardless of what an executive order says, almost all of them talk about medical intolerances and disabilities. And the problem here was that this airline went out of their way to mm-hmm. discriminate against me. And the worst thing that they did was previously approve me for the same disability. So my disability doesn't get better. It doesn't go away. And the fact they're also violating HIPAA laws because when people think that only ties to healthcare, but it's people who have access to health information and they should be having these phone approvals with doctors in private settings, not in the public.
That's right.
So,
they want to make examples out of the people that actually are non-compliant. That's what they're looking to do. And they're looking to pit people against one another. And I think people are beginning to figure this out. I say we just quit supporting these people so they can fall to the ground to understand that we're not going to put up with this kind of treatment. I do want to get over to this really quick. How does this apply to Delta employees as well? I mean, their HIPAA laws, their OSHA laws, and they're being forced their forced version of compliance to go ahead and do things otherwise they would not do. So does that apply to those that work at Delta as well, just outside of the customers?
Yes, it's equal protection of the law. And
Amen.
Actually, employees have more protection because OSHA is highly guilty of revisionism. And I can tell you yeah. that there is a lot of stuff behind the scenes with people in my profession going after OSHA because they are violating their own science and standards. So, yes, they have rights. They can file, they can ask for health risk assessments showing that the mask causes greater harm. These are all individual-based assessments, and that's why blanket mandates, when it talks about covering your face and mouth, is absolutely egregious and unhealthy. And
yep.
they do have rights. They have more rights than we do as customers.
Amen. And there's also Nuremberg code as well. We need to look that up, friends. These are in the books. We need to pay attention to the law because what we're seeing right now is lawlessness. So, Miss Megan, how do people find you? How do they support your cause? And how do they help you take it in to deal with the enemy that's in front of you?
Well, I work with my own media outlet, and our website was recently just booted by the host. So I'm just asking people to find me on Twitter, at Kristen Megan. That's KristenMeghan. You can find me on Twitter as Kristen Megan or on Facebook as Kristen Megan Kelly. That's just KELLY. On both my social media platforms, I'm sharing the story, and I'm also sharing how you can help me help everyone else. When you're using high-powered attorneys, things are not cheap. So I'm just hoping that karma's coming back to me and I can, this is going to be hard, but this is something that needs to be done, and this is a hill I'm willing to die on.
Amen. Well, listen, I appreciate you, Miss Megan, and I just want to let you know that as things transpire, do let us know. And I also got one more question for you before I let you go. What is it that you're seeking to raise? How much money?
I'm looking to raise approximately $50,000, and I have about four of that raised in the past 24 hours.
Okay, totally appreciate you. Folks, we got to get behind these people that are willing to do the stuff, and we need to put our money where our mouths are. It's the same thing for the ministry. We ask, when we do ask, that, listen, we can do more. Keep us out there. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the nation's top health officials are committed to being transparent after the FDA and CDC recommended a pause in administering Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. Testifying before the House, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they will continue to work with administrators to build trust in vaccines. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats are itching to expand the Supreme Court for political purposes.
They're introducing a bill to add four new seats to the Supreme Court so that Democrats can pack the court.
Democrats did introduce that bill, although House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't support the bill that does expand the Supreme Court from 9 to 13 seats.
And I have no plans to bring it to the floor, no.
Pelosi telling a briefing that she supports President Biden's new commission that's studying federal judicial reforms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
More unrest overnight in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, as protesters clash with police. Kim Potter is the officer involved with shooting and killing 20-year-old Dante Wright as he tried to escape being arrested for an armed robbery warrant. With Potter being charged with second-degree manslaughter, B.C. Mayor Mike Elliott says agitators were mixed in with the peaceful protesters.
Law enforcement team that's assembled to respond to this crisis is working diligently to identify agitators within the protest.
Previous night, protester numbers were in the thousands. Wednesday's numbers were about 500. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stimulus checks and nice weather are getting partial credit for rebounding retail sales. Figures out on Thursday show retail sales in March were 9.8% higher than February and 27% higher than March of 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now listen, I'm going to open up the lines. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to show you something here, friends, that we are not alone in this. We also have Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, talking about how the rebellion has begun. People are being pushed in a corner, man, and I'm telling you what, some Americans are like a badger. You just don't want to do that, and when you put them in the corner, they become a vicious, vicious animal. How much injustice are the people in this country going to take? Well, there's people standing up right now saying we're not going to take it. Matter of fact, on Saturday, friends, we're going to be down at the Menards. We're going to be unmasking Menards for their unconstitutional edicts. Through forced compliance, attempting to assume authority that's never been given unto them by telling you, you better put a mask on that doesn't work. And first and foremost, you better pay for it. Well, guess what? That's illegal. Okay? We're going to be protesting them on Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Not just here. We have a whole group of people that are going. Okay, just wanted to let you know. Whole lot of people are responding. With that said, it's not going to be happening just in Minnesota. We're also taking it to Michigan. Our friends over there, Adam and Bethany, they are leading up a unmasking Menards protest as well. And we're going to broadcast this. Tim Brown's morning show is going to be broadcasting it live. We're hoping that someone in that of Indiana comes into play to lead up a protest there. If you have a Menards or you have a local store that is illegally forcing compliance by telling you, you better put a mask on or else, do keep in mind, the governors of these particular states do not have the authority. So why is it that they're assuming that they have the authority to do so? They don't. This is all a pretended authority. And let me tell you something. I'm not talking out of school here, friends. I'm telling you that this is a pretended authority. This is against the law. This is tyranny at its very worst. And it's super simple to see if you take the time to read your founding documents. It doesn't take that long to say thank you. In action, 1 John 3:18. But I wanted to highlight the fact that, friends, here's James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. This is the guy that keeps sending in journalists undercover, exposing big tech companies, Facebook, exposing Twitter, exposing Google, exposing CNN, exposing Planned Parenthood. And isn't it absolutely amazing to you, friends, that for some reason or another, these big tech companies have been exposed for crimes on film, and yet they have not been charged yet? I'll tell you why they haven't been charged yet, because you're still under the delusion, Americans, that the right-left paradigm, that they're really actually at war together. No, you haven't realized or come to the realization, friends, that they're on the same side. And I'm talking about what you call Republicans and what you call Democrats. They're clowns in the circus of politics. They put on their little show and they combat each other. But friends, who is it that loses without fail? The American people do. And who's laughing behind closed doors? Remember what Jesse Ventura said, friends? He said, pro wrestling and politics are identical. Pro wrestlers are put up as one is the bad guy, one is the good guy. They go out there, they play the game in front of tens of thousands of people that are ignorant enough to actually pay for their own deceits, but they do it anyways. And the fact of the matter is, friends, after the show's over, they're best of friends. We do a whole show on this. It's the same thing with the politicians. Nobody's been prosecuted. You just get big talk, which does nothing but appease the American people. And what happens at the end of the day? They win and you lose. They win and you lose. What they're doing is illegal, Americans. So I have in front of me right now on a social media platform, Project Veritas, James O'Keefe is suing CNN over defamation. Okay? He's suing CNN over defamation. Now, keep in mind, you're listening to a guy right now back in 2011 that went after MSNBC for not attacking me once, but attacking me twice, malicious intent, defamation. And, you know, of course, Rachel Maddow during that time did absolutely nothing when she pulled down disclaimers and began to put words into my mouth like the mainstream media does. Well, once we flew into New York and we brought a lawsuit, we did a press release. And before you know it, MSNBC were Rachel Maddow did absolutely nothing towards Bradley Dean and his ministry. You know, they were innocent, totally innocent. But what we found out shortly thereafter is they hired five high-powered attorneys. They're called high-powered attorneys. That must mean that if you pay them enough money, they'll actually give you justice. Or in this particular case, on the behest of MSNBC, if you pay them enough money, friends, they'll just go pay off the judge. That's the message that we've been getting in this country far too long, Americans. Far too long. Giving these said representatives a pass on their crimes against we the people, as the American people sit back and watch them trample underfoot the blood that gave them the privilege to be in office in the first place? Not me. Not this boy. No, sir. It ain't going to fly that way. It just isn't. You call me what you will. I say, and I like to say it this way, this righteous indignation is set in place because of gratitude concerning those that paid the ultimate price, again, to give me the freedoms that I have today. And I am not going to watch some little corrupt devil sit there and trample our rights underfoot. Just ain't going to happen that way, friends. So let's go on to the next point here. I wanted to highlight this, and I wanted you to see this, especially for you that are on social media platforms. So this morning, I was looking up a quote. Four scathing federal studies, including two. And that was the words that I needed just to do a Google search on Robert Kennedy. If you're on a social media platform right now, beforeitsnews.com, front page, beforeitsnews.com, or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page, and you can find our social media platforms right on the right. You can watch this. If not, you can listen to the narration that I'm about to give. I did a quote search on Robert Kennedy. He's the guy that's suing these vaccination companies for fraud. Okay? And as I typed the words in, I noticed that when I did a Google search, as you can see, if you're on social media platforms, there's not one match. This is all that showed up. Just to show you that they are accomplices in covering for conspirators. Again, Jeremiah 11:9. If you're on social media platforms, what is there? 20 different pictures, a couple of them of Robert Kennedy, a couple of them not, and some of them I have no idea what they are, about 20 pictures. So what I did is I took the same word search, the quote search from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I went over to Bing. You ready for this? If you're on a social media platform, you're going to get this right away. Look at this. It pulled up right away, and if you look to the right side of the page, look at all the quote matches that were given by Robert Kennedy Jr. On Google, I'm still going. I'm still scrolling. All the quotes from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Four scathing federal studies, he said, including two by Congress and one by the HHS Inspector General, paint CDC as a cesspool of corruption, mismanagement, and dysfunction with alarming conflicts of interest, suborning its research, regulatory, and policy-making functions. That was the quote I was looking for. Folks, I'm still scrolling on a Bing search. His quotes are still popping up. And 99% of it is Robert Kennedy. I'm still going, friends. I'm still scrolling. It's all Robert Kennedy. It's all Robert Kennedy exposing the likes of the CDC. But if I go over to Google, guess what? This is all I get. I get a picture of Robert Kennedy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with a quote on them, not the quote that I'm looking for. So if you ever want to come to the realization again, or if you question the narrative, that's all you have to do is a search on Google and do another search on Bing. Because you're going to find out that the truth is being suppressed in a big, huge way in this country. Okay? I want to get over to this as well. We just did an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And the article that I did this morning was what was going on with the rebel. And I'm talking about the tyrant in the people's office right now in the state of Minnesota. And what I highlighted it as to be was one thing that officials forgot to tell you about the vaccines. And I put officials in quotations because they love to be called officials, right? Because they have the demigod attitude. They have in their minds that they're above the law and they're in control to rule arbitrarily their constituents, right? But if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's called One Thing That the Officials Forget to Tell You About the Vaccines. I said the truth. The truth. And I want you to pay attention to maybe some of the things that I brought up yesterday so I can bring them into play today as well. But it's interesting because I gave the quote by Robert Kennedy Jr. And then I highlighted real quickly that a couple of weeks ago, the tyrant Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was cheerleading the people to take their vaccinations so that things go back to normal. Okay, Matthew 7:13. And by the way, Tim Walz extended his unconstitutional emergency powers just to show you how brazen that they are, just to show you that they actually do believe that they are the final say, regardless if it's lawful or unlawful. But Tim Walz has extended his unconstitutional emergency powers 13 times over. I talked to a said representative from the state of Minnesota today, and I found out that every lawsuit that's been brought against Tim Walz for his unconstitutional edicts, every single one of them, the Supreme Court in the state has shielded Tim Walz from his violating and transgressing the laws that he promised to uphold through his sworn oath. I'm not making this up. So I shared, by the way, again, read the Constitution and you'll find what I'm telling you is true. I shared with this representative, I said, you are aware of the fact that those said Supreme Court justices in the state of Minnesota, they can be impeached as well. The American people need to get out of their heads that anybody's above the law, including the President of the United States of America. If they violate or transgress the law, you can legally have them impeached and prosecuted Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And I told him that. And he said there's lawsuits coming that way now. Amen. People are waking up. The rebellion has begun. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. You still have time, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting that the rebellion has begun, friends. Why? Because of the very things that I'm covering right now. In the state of Minnesota alone, I can go all across the states, in the 50 states of our union, friends, and I can tell you exactly what's happening with these governors. Every single one of them are in concert, and they are allied if they're going along with the narrative, because not a one of them, friends, that I know of at this point have came out and spoken out against these dangerous vaccinations, nor have they highlighted the deaths of the people that have actually died as recipients from these gotta-get vaccinations, right? Well, I was just highlighting, friends, that these officials, as they like to be called, they forgot to tell you the truth about the vaccinations, and that's a lot of people are dying from them. But this might help you understand as to why they're in concert, okay? The Bible tells us in the book of Timothy that the love of money, let me say it again, the love of money is the root of all evil. It's the love. People say money's the root of all evil. No, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil, okay? And these people, like Judas, Luke 22:48, have sold their souls out. They think that when they're dead, they die. No, you're going to keep living, man. And you're either going down south or you're going up north. There's no in-betweenites, rest assured. And I'm here to tell you, too, that no man is able to save his soul alive. And yet these people think that this temporal life is somehow going to compensate for their afterlife by doing everything against God that they can possibly do. Are you kidding me? No, they're kidding themselves, is really what they're doing. I don't care who they are. You know what? They're going to live on, and regardless if they like it or not, they're going to bow their knee to my big brother. And they're going to confess that he is Lord. And also keep in mind, Hebrews 9:27 comes to my aid in Revelations 21, verse 8, that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. That applies to every single one of us as to what we do and what we don't do in this life. Okay? But I want you to see this. And I got it up on social media platforms. And again, if you're listening to me through audio, I want you to listen carefully because you're going to hear it as much as they're going to see it. This has everything in the world to do with why they've sold you out. Okay? Because they've sold their soul to mammon, riches. Okay? Fools they are. Fools they are, to say the least. Romans 1:22. Big Pharma is among the nation's largest political donors, giving $31 million last year to national political candidates. This explains how these candidates go inside, right, incumbency, into office, right? They may go in there all sincere, and they get in there, and they get a little temptation, and they fail the test. And they sell out to special interest groups such as Big Pharma, okay? Big Pharma gave $31 million last year to national political candidates. Remember, they go in broke, and before you know it, within 1 to 3 years, they become millionaires. They reach millionaire status. How are they doing that, making $174,000 a year, friends? You see how this works? But it goes on, this quote does by Robert Kennedy Jr. It spends more on political lobbying than any other industry. $3 billion from 1998 to 2014. Double the amount spent by oil and gas, and four times as much as defense and aerospace lobbyists. Do you see who they're working for? And I want to go back to the point that I was making earlier, if you're tracking. In the state of Minnesota, in particular, this tyrant, Tim Walz, who has extended his emergency powers, completely unconstitutional, therefore rendering them as unlawful and illegal. He's a criminal. Hey, folks, until we start calling them for what they are, nothing's going to change. Tim Walz, you're a criminal. He is a criminal, to say the least. He's extended his unconstitutional emergency powers for the 13th time. 13th time this week. Not once. Not twice, but 13 times. And as I said at the beginning of the show, Gretchen Whitmer, that friends, that exceptional devil is what she is, that was born with a medical spoon in her mouth. Ask her daddy. You'll understand what I'm telling you, friends. She means to lock down the state again. Folks, what are they doing? They're inciting a response. Why do they want to lock it down again? Because the people aren't buying up their vaccinations the way they want you to believe that they are. Think about that. That's why they want to keep kicking the can down the road, because they haven't fully implemented what they've wanted to implement. That's why this must be stopped. That's why we're going to be at Menards on Saturday here in Minnesota and in Michigan and hopefully other states. By the way, we have people flying in to be a part of this protest. Where are you at? Folks, we have people flying in, just for the record, that mean to stand together and win the day, because by the grace of God, we will win the day. Okay? But now I want you to think about this. The carrot that was set before the people all over the country is, it started out with masks, then it went to lockdowns, and then 150,000 businesses, 155,000 businesses were shut down for good. Big corporations stayed open. And by the way, billionaire status swelled to the amount of 27% higher. By you complying, you just made the very ones that created this crisis richer. You understand? Okay? And then what? well, not now we better get our vaccination. They didn't say anything about a vaccination. They just said wear the mask. And then it was pushed to the vaccination. And we all knew this was coming. We all knew it was coming, right? And then what'd they do? They pushed the can down the road a little bit more because people were compliant with their unconstitutional edicts. And then what? Well, now you need a vaccine passport. And by the way, for those in Florida that thinking Rick DeSantis is, man, he's our man, look what he's doing. And in South Dakota, Kristi Noem, who there's talks that she's going to be the VP, it's interesting how she's playing the good girl, too. And if you talk to people from South Dakota, they'll tell you she's a globalist. The fact of the matter, she's doing good things for a reason, to appease the people, to get to office so they can turn on you again like they have in the past. How many times before Americans learn? Right. But she just got done saying, Kristi Noem did, that, you know, we're not going to let immigrants resettle here in South Dakota. Well, what she's not telling you is they've already done it with the Muslims. You see what I'm saying? We folks, if we are the people and we the people are the government, then we better take our government and straighten it out and clean it up. Because without us doing that, they're not going to, again, incriminate themselves. But I want to go back to this. Then it went to vaccine passports, right? Well, the carrot that was set before all of the people, and this is what they're trying to sell, not so much hardcore here yet, but I suspect it's probably going to backfire sooner or later. But the carrot that they're setting before the people today is they're offering your freedoms back only if you do what you're told to do. You like that? Hey, friends, do you like your employees telling you how to run your business under God? 2 Corinthians 3:17, do you like that? 33:12, Psalm 12, right? 33:12. Do you like that? You like being told by your employees as to how you're supposed to run your country? Nope, neither do I. Hey, folks, I've said it before and I'll say it again. My rights don't come from the state. They come from the Lord. Furthermore, those that work for me derive their just powers from the consent of the people, not the other way around. Read the Declaration of Independence. Now, with that said, I just did a brand new video yesterday. Judah did, the producer, and my other son, Sam. And it's called One Thing That the Propagandists Forgot to Tell You About the Vaccines. And it's the truth. And it highlights how they're trying to sell you the vaccination like it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. But what they're withholding, friends, is the adverse side effects of how many people are dying today concerning the vaccines. I was just talking to someone today about this. I said, how are they going to hide it? Because it's beginning to hit within circles that we know of, that people that have gotten the vaccines, where 2 and 3 days later, they're dead. We're hearing this close to home now. I want you to put that up against the fruit, up against those that are trying to sell you that for the most part, these vaccines are 99% safe. And just think about what they're putting that up against this recoverable, invisible enemy, they call it, right? 99.75% of the people recover from what they call COVID-19. The benefits outweighing the damage here, friends? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite. What are these people going to do when the American people figure out what it is that they really put into their arms? What are they going to do like the Spanish flu? How many people need to die before they figure out that they were completely lied to by the fraudsters that they've accepted as their said representatives? There's nothing new happening here. Put that up against John 8:44. We love you by what we do. If you want to be a part of this protest on Saturday, again, it's going to be done respectfully and lawfully. But when it comes to lawlessness, we are not going to respect that. We're going to stand up against it. Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. Friends, the rebellion, righteous rebellion, has begun. Get in the fight. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.